The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Today, headlines are filled with concerns about climate change and loss of biodiversity. But it's also good to recall that there are some success stories from the environmental front. Cleaner air, cleaner water, and cleaner burning gasoline, which means less brain toxic lead in our blood, are major achievements of the modern environmental movement. Thanks to the Clean Water Act, which went into effect in the 1970s, more of the nation's rivers and lake waters are swimmable, fishable, and drinkable. The law limits the discharge of toxic chemicals and sewage from factories and industry into the nation's water, including wetlands, sloughs, and prairie potholes. Thanks to the Clean Air Act, legislation that started in the 50s and strengthened in the 60s and 70s, more of our air is breathable or healthier to breathe. The laws limit allowable emissions of carbon monoxide, methane, nitrous oxide, and other gases from motor vehicles and gasoline. And thanks to the efforts to phase out leaded gas, fewer children suffer from lead-induced retardation and other developmental problems. Leaded gasoline was phased out totally in the United States by the mid-1990s, and blood lead levels have been cut in half.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.